This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hezbollah has announced the death of a top military official in an Israeli airstrike in Beirut. At a news conference, Israel's UN ambassador Danny Dannon says Hezbollah commander Ibrahim Akil was alleged to be involved in a 1983 Beirut bombing that killed more than 300 people at the U.S. Embassy in the U.S. Marine Corps barracks.
Akil was one of the most wanted men on the planet, with a $7 million reward on his head for the 1983 bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Beirut and other terror attacks. He was responsible for the murder of hundreds of Americans, and Israel served him the justice he so richly deserved.
U.S. President Joe Biden says that the U.S. will keep pushing efforts to ease tensions along the Israeli border with Lebanon. Communications breakdowns with local law enforcement hampered the Secret Service's performance during a July campaign rally, where former U.S. President Donald Trump was shot and wounded, according to a report released Friday that lays out a litany of missed opportunities to stop a gunman who opened fire from an unsecured roof. A five-page document summarizing the key conclusions of a yet-to-be-finalized Secret Service report lays bare the cascading and wide-ranging failings that preceded the July 13th shooting at the Butler, Pennsylvania rally at which Trump was struck in the ear by gunfire. Those include an absence of clear guidance from the Secret Service to local enforcement, the failure to fix line-of-sight vulnerabilities at the rally grounds that left Trump open to sniper fire, and complacency among some agents, according to Ronald Rowe Jr. This is VOA News. Farmers in Nigeria's Benue State fear floods are on the way amid rising water levels and after neighboring Cameroon started releasing water from a dam. David Doyle with Reuters.
Nigerian farmer Enoch Fatty has barely slept in the past few days. Water levels have started rising at his paddy farm and in a major river nearby. While the northern Borno state was recently hit by its worst flooding in three decades, the central Benue state is now facing its own deluge.
Almost covered with water again.
2 years ago, Benue was among states badly hit by floods following torrential rains. The downpour and neighboring Cameroon releasing water from the upstream Lagdo Dam caused the Benue River to burst its banks. Cameroon has this week again started releasing water from the dam. That's after heavy rains across western Central Africa that also caused the floods in Borno State.
It is possible to end the Mpox outbreak in Burundi within weeks, according to a UN health official on Friday. But progress in Africa's second worst affected country will depend on getting adequate resources and battling stigma associated with the disease. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilbert reports.
That's according to UNICEF's Eastern and Southern Africa regional health advisor, Paul Mwakum, who made the remarks on Friday.
We can stop it very quickly.
Burundi is Africa's second worst affected country, with nearly 600 reported cases. But outbreaks are confined to a limited area, and no deaths have been reported.
We have an opportunity to end this outbreak in a very short time period, because the geographical area is kind of limited.
In order to do so, Mwakum says the country needs to fight stigma by raising awareness. He says Burundi also needs the appropriate resources. UNICEF is appealing for nearly $60 million for six African countries, including Burundi.
As New York City Mayor Eric Adams faces a swarm of investigations into his top ranks, federal prosecutors are now seeking information from the director of New York City's Asylum Seeker Office. Molly Schaefer, who leads the office, received a subpoena Friday from federal authorities. That's according to a person familiar with the matter. The person requested anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the subpoena. The request comes weeks after federal agents seized phones from Adams' top deputies, including his police commissioner, school's chancellor, and two deputy mayors. Federal prosecutors have not yet said what they're investigating. Schaefer referred comment to City Hall, which did not respond to an inquiry. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.